Everyone is here. So can I table the apologies numbers?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much. Agenda is adopted. You know, we usually don't load our agenda unnecessarily because we are entrenching business, business mind in our community. That's why we don't have any committees. Now we're going to go to the BRRR. Budget review and what?
Recommendation report.
I am proposing, when I remember that you have the report, I am proposing that the content advisor highlight, not go to the details of the report, highlight issues, let's discuss, let's agree on the recommendation, and we close. That's my proposal. Honorable Yoni, sir.
Okay, let me shift. Hi, sir. We must see you at a higher level. We'll share this.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to you, Chair, to honorable members and my colleagues. Thank you for this opportunity. And to start with, I think, the bulk of the report is made up of the analysis that we made before the presentation of the report, which I think the members went through them. So I don't think maybe there's any need for me to go through. But I think the most important thing that the committee will assist is to look at if the observations are captured correctly, because those observations must be true or must be captured as recommendations at the end of the report. So saying that, Chairperson, I'll urge the members to go through. Can I just have an indication if we're working on a hard copy or soft copy?
A hard copy.
The latest
one. Yeah.
The latest.
The one we found here.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Can we go then? Go to page 17. Just there at the bottom, paragraph 8. And then the anything that goes to 18, because the third page is going to be 17.
Paragraph?
Paragraph 8. We go to page 18. That's where the content is. Okay, members, I separated the observations into what I thought they relate to what the service delivery of the issue of family. And the first point that came out very strong during the discussion was the silence of the reporting on gender-based violence. So the committee observed that not enough focus was made on interventions in gender-based violence in the APP and in the annual report, and that was made in a reference of the Tutuza Lecture Center was made to illustrate the point. Where Mamungwenya, you know, that example, when she went to visit the Kaili Church to the Lecture Center, and the issue there that was raised was on services that social workers need to render. There should be clarity on that. There's also issues of protection for the social workers, and the continuity of when the perpetrator follows the victim model of the offense. So that was something that has seemed to be
Can we try and assist her by bringing the mic in?
There is two seats there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then she feels the
chair is going to start. Now you
think you noted. I was just enjoying the seat. Yeah, but it's a hot seat and you're falling. Is it better now?
Oh, yes.
It's better. Okay. Okay, should I start translation or just continue? Okay. All right, members, and the other issue that came out was the caution that the department was given by Mama Masango that the program should also focus on the affluent area.
That's why you don't have to refer who said what
okay.
In the previous meeting.
All right.
Well, once it is in your report, it's a committee
it
of the
meeting. Committee.
Okay, sir.
Otherwise, I would end up saying, but I also said this, and you said nothing about me.
Okay, sir. Thank you. All righty. The issue of gender-based violence, that it also occurs in the affluent areas, that should also be taken into consideration. The other point that came up was that the committee found that the report of the department or the performance it was wanting when it comes to the SMART principle in terms of that issue that the committee is really emphasizing before that it doesn't really they don't really speak to the mandate of the department as also it relates to the needs of the people. So the programs of the department focus only on intervention, not on the intended change in the lives of people as far as addressing the issues of vulnerability. The other observation that came up was the disjuncture in terms of the AG's report and the report of the department, where the committee felt like the AG highlighted issues that the performance, the negative aspects in terms of the performance of the portfolio as a whole, but during the presentation, not much focus was made on that. So the committee felt like that didn't give a good picture. It's almost distorting the findings of the AG. I will end there on page 18 for any inputs if there are any.
That's a good approach. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of observations about that.
Chair, I don't know if the issue of specifically impact as it relates to the report of the if it's captured in the SMART principle. It is. I would
maybe let's clarify this. Where is it say the program of the department focus on not intended change, that impact fine expression,
mm-hmm.
because you're not telling us, in all these policies you're adopting and whatever papers, what difference is it making in the lives of people?
Mm-hmm.
Because every committee, we're here to agree with you, you are correct to respond to a particular issue. So whatever policy that you adopt, you are not telling us what difference it makes in society. That's an attempt to actually express that. It deals with that.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, members. If there are no inputs, then I'll urge you to go to page 34.
Sorry.
Oh,
I'm chill.
Yes.
Maybe just to say for the members, without being redundant, we if you remember, just to strengthen Mr. Samo's point, the workshop we have in the department,
mm-hmm.
were insisting on the results-based course. And the results-based program deals with your output, your impact, and everything else. And we want the department to work with us on the differences it's making in the community.
and therefore more reporting and planning must fix that. Because if you look at this report, whether it doesn't matter program one, two, and so on, it says policy adoption of it, adoption of that policy was not approved for 5 years. And we're not here to adopt policies and to adopt policies and adopt policies. You are adopting policies because of the change you want to make in society.
Yes.
We want to get the progress on that change.
On that change.
I'm sure we've discussed this number of times.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, proceed.
Okay, Chairperson. On page 34, paragraph 12, I captured the observations of the committee as far as the report of the AG is concerned. And as you see, it says to the social development portfolio, because the comments were not necessarily, yes, reference was made to maybe to one entity, but
page
34, paragraph 12.
Paragraph 12.
Yes, Chair. There I captured the observations of the committee as far as the AG's report is concerned. The first one, Chairperson, is with regard to the irregular expenditure, that there were investigations, especially when it comes to SASA, that were conducted, but there are no outcomes. And that is, and SASA, for that matter, accounts for the largest portion of that irregular expenditure, but out of 2 billion, it accounts for about 1.7 billion of that. So the observation of the committee is that it's just the same as no investigation being conducted. So that's the observation that the committee made on that. The other one, Chairperson, is about the regression in terms of the controls, especially when it comes to the findings on the management that they seem not to be taking any action. Chairperson, okay. Maybe should I deal with one bullet and let members, or just go through the whole section? Okay. All right. So I just finished bullet number one on irregular expenditure. Now I'm on bullet number two, which also relates to the irregular expenditure, but the causes of that, which is the controls and key controls and addressing the risk, not the senior management, including the political management, that they're not taking any action when it comes to the findings or the messages from the AG. That's then also to provide some assurance. Also, Chairperson, linked to that is the issue of the AG farm that the audit committee, they do produce some assurance. However, when you link back to the finding on the management, no action is being taken at the management level. That's another observation made by the committee. And the committee there, just a matter of emphasis, just at the bottom there, it finds that this is a huge indictment against the department or as a portfolio department and its entity. The next point, Chairperson, on page 35, is about the instability that's caused by the vacancy. The department did explain that there was some moratorium being imposed by the previous minister and SASA having to select certain positions. But the caution from the committee was that these are critical vacancies that need to be filled in, even though we've been mindful of the fiscal policy trying to save costs. But the instability that can be caused by the vacancies is a concern. The next point, Chairperson, is on that there's no action taken against the officials at the NDA who had committed or didn't comply with the policies that would result to the irregular expenditure. Then the last one, Chairperson, is on, I already spoke to, I linked it to the previous, on lack of action from the management level when it comes to the reports of the audit committee. So I captured those observations, Chairperson, as they relate to the findings of the AG on the social development portfolio as a whole.
Can we stop on paragraph 12 observations? Comments you want to make?
Projected as investigated,
mm-hmm.
but not conclusive.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the proof that this SASA investigation will just follow what else, because
mm-hmm.
if the 2 billion, they share 1.7 billion,
mm-hmm.
that has not been accounted for. That means they are just putting wool on our
mm-hmm.
eyes when they
think
they are investigating.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other issue is also very important is where they say regress in key control. If you read agent's report,
mm-hmm.
it speaks about assurance providers
mm-hmm.
and critical about senior management
mm-hmm.
that the center doesn't want to call.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't hold.
Yes.
In spite of internal auditors providing report.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no leadership there
mm-hmm.
at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And key controls are not attended. Mm-hmm. And then, I thought this was
okay, Chairperson, the last one now, which is also very critical for members to endorse, is on page 44, now the overall recommendation of this report. Page 44, paragraph 14. Oh yeah, sorry, I must push it down, Chair. Yeah. On page 45. 45, yes, Chair.
45.
Oh no, I know why Chairperson is confused.
Please correct my confusion.
Yes, that section, Chairperson, has been a template of this report as the previous 2017-18 recommendations and the progress.
We're in 14?
So, page 40 of this report, current one. Starts from page 44, but the actual recommendation on page 45. I'll just push down the subheading.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Chairperson, if I may start with bullet point number 2, excuse me, Chair, but I would like to read it, because I feel it's important to capture correctly. The Minister must make sure that the Department and its entities develop an action plan of implementing the recommendations of the committee. The plan, the action plan should be presented to the committee in its next meeting. The implementation plan, or should I say the plan, should form part of the quarterly reports of the Department.
Can you read that again?
Okay, let me read again, because
yes.
I just picked up some mistakes there.
Yeah.
Bullet number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The minister must make sure that the department and its entities develop an action plan of implementing the recommendations of the committee. The action plan should be presented to the committee in its next meeting. The plan should also form part of the quarterly reports of the department.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, on performance, the minister must ensure that the social development portfolio in its reimagination of social transformation aligns its targets to its mandate. The minister must make sure that the portfolio moves towards evidence-based outcomes approach to deliver on its mandate. The portfolio must strengthen its monitoring and evaluation. It must work with the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. Some of this responsibility must be placed in the office of the minister. Should I proceed?
Yes.
Okay. On expenditure, the minister must ensure that the department, SASA and its NDA develop an action plan to address control deficiencies and other recommendations of the AG. This plan should be tabled and presented to the committee during its next meeting. It should be submitted to the committee in advance so that the committee members can go through it before the meeting. implementation of the action plan should form part of the quarterly report to the committee. It's almost similar to the one, but doesn't speak to the recommendations of the committee. The minister should also ensure that FSASA finalizes investigations on irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure. The report on the outcome should be submitted to the committee. The minister should also ensure that the financial expenditure reports are aligned with the non-financial performance or the mandate of the department and its entities. They should indicate how the funds were allocated and spent towards the achievement of performance targets.
Let me just before members, that paragraph, let me explain why it is so crucial. If we talk about monitoring and evaluation, monitoring, you are monitoring whether there are activities that are being carried in line with the execution to realize a pre-stated intention. What you are challenging, asking the department to deal with, is that work in a manner that the E of the M and E also can be attended. Remember what I said? When you implement the policy, you can only monitor that. And you have a discussion paper, but what we're interested in, how does that translate to the value and the E applies on the change you're making in society. Where we are now, for 5 years it doesn't end. Not that the E is not there, but there is no approach to analyze the E. Because this E, when you tell us how has the vulnerability improved in Soweto, in Randfontein, in Shlageng, right?
Yes.
So, what we're trying to improve is that if you go, you can go and read the annual report, and I'm repeating this thing. Speak about policies, workshops, whatever. Who will facilitate this and that and that? After 5 years, you must be able to say, what happened to the P4? That is when E applies. And E only applies when you are monitoring the change as a result of the policy implementation. I repeat, this is what we're trying to do. This committee is oversight. Must impose that the department must report differently. As we said in the meeting, you will not go to El Nongo and tell people that is a white paper. And they tell you that we're not accessing funds. No, there's a white paper. Well, no, they take time to renew the foster care order. No, there's a process. Who are interested? They want to see changes in their life. That is what we must measure against. And if we cannot be measured against that, we have got no reason to exist. I think that I wanted to emphasize. Mama-san.
Okay, in excited about what you're saying, is the challenge that one had at some stage, and I think the officials will remember this, when we were complaining about the reporting and the thing of just rattling targets against independent targets, and when we were insisting on the impact part, which is the E, that's the change referring to, we were told that the reporting template or the reporting format is a DPSA or DPNP thing that nothing can be done about. We even were at pains to say the department needs them to for us to be able to go out and do oversight properly, to have a parallel report that talks to the impact on the ground, which is the E that the chair is referring to. And that was shut down because the reporting must happen according to how DPME has said must. So I'm just thinking, while I'm excited to hear this, I wonder if it's going to go against that at the end of the day.
I'll tell you, in one meeting where I saw a technical with me, which is not for the table room today,
I found that the minister is responding positively.
Mm-hmm.
I even heard the minister saying to her too, I want you to formulate reports in the line as advisor.
As the committee.
The point I'm making is that the advantage we have here with the minister who takes her job very soon. Let me just come to the point so that we understand that I think that would make sense. Which even GME would not be one to be represented by those people.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, when we speak to the people, we say we're going to change your life.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying to them we're going to change your policy.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to say to them we're going to give you a white paper.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go there and say, you'll get a white paper, we'll have a workshop for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying we're going to improve your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now the biggest question, where is the progress of that improvement of that life? So, to me, with my eyes closed, I think they are misrepresenting him in the GME.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think, Community Center, let's find a process of asking GME and Treasure, because they are the three institutions they own today. Fortunately, Treasure was there. I know they misrepresent Treasure. I don't know if anyone else there.
Mm-hmm.
They used to know Treasure wants it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Once you say you want an outcome-based approach, although that word is being misused, very bad. Let's try this process of without people. What do they want? Alcohol? They said, show results of your work,
mm-hmm.
and the credible results of your work is in the life of people. So any M&E, whether it's from the present office, which is that we take care of that, is not worth the paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, in one of the meetings, department being here. We ask somebody from GME
mm-hmm.
to come and tell us,
mm-hmm.
to answer the questions that we've done right now. If we're lucky, we ask Carol from I'm forgetting her name, from Treasure.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're clear, we talk the same language.
Mm-hmm.
When people are not good, they are worried. They blame people are not here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you spend billion when you are not worried about what difference it is making in the lives
of people?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry for being so long.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is the report for the members.
Yeah.
Table with recommendation for adoption by the committee. Honorable Abram. Honorable Mepanameve, Honorable Malanya.
Yes, no, I wasn't aware now that you're making
it. Okay, let me start this way. Honorable Mutaum, Honorable Malanya, Honorable Mepanameve, Honorable Abram, Honorable. Wayne. Yes?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much for the report, young woman. It is well captured. Also, my chairperson, we need to, in terms of 1.7 billion of stuff, there must be the consequence management plan. Remember, one of the findings of the AG is there was money paid to one of the companies and which were not accounted for. So the consequences management, meaning that we must go to the department, we must start with the entities, SASA, we must the minister. I think will also assist us on this one. Each and every point, people must account. The issue of the leadership, Chairperson, indeed, there's a lack of leadership in terms of the senior management. So the committee must take a stand also to make it that the senior management also, they account. Remember, there were investigation weapons. We asked the department to provide us with a list of fraud and other stuff, but nothing was submitted to us. Thank you very much. I was talking about only the consequences.
Yeah.
Management plan.
Thank you
very much, Chairperson. I think Honorable Mutaum have covered some of the issues that I want to say. And then what I want to emphasize on is just this report is very much good, but what I want to emphasize is us, is for us to make sure that the is for us to make sure that this 1.7 billion is dispersed to say this department, this 2 billion is dissected, so that we must understand if 1.7 is for SASA, and then what about the rest? So that we must be able, when we talk, we must be getting something that is tangible. We know the NDA is so much and so forth. We mustn't just make a blanket something to say it's 2 billion. And then the other one, Chair, is this one of the senior management. Really, they must commit themselves, because we don't know what is going on there. We can't assume that in this position of acting, somebody is afraid to take decisions or acting. But I think we have captured well there when we said the position must be filled, so that this thing of duck and diving shouldn't happen. We must know who is have done what. Lastly, Chair, I think that is just, I think I wanted to talk about two questions.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I actually also worked on some points which I wanted to suggest, which sort of aligns with the two previous speakers. But I thought that what we should say is that those in senior management in the department and its entities who repeatedly ignore the findings of the AG should face severe sanction or disciplinary action going forward. I felt that we should make that very clear, because I remember when you made your remarks following the AG's presentation, you repeatedly said, remember, people are not doing what they're being paid for. And also, I think it would be prudent of us at some point, if we can ask the department to provide us with a written report on the disciplinary action that they've instituted against officials that have been found liable for irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure, as well as the monies that have been recovered. Because I think we need to be able to trace, to have a money trail, so that we can stay on it and trace, you know, the monies that have been recovered. But I wanted to ask whether we won't be saying anything maybe on issues of you know, specific points on the vacancies, the gender-based violence, as well as people with disabilities. Because in the previous reports we did do so, and I feel very passionately that, I know we're dealing here with budget review and recommendations, but it doesn't mean we can't make suggestions on other issues as well. And for example, I think it's inexcusable that this department, which should be championing the rights of people with disabilities, are not meeting the target. I understand that there are vacancies, and that there was a moratorium on this, but I think we must say as well that the minister must ensure going forward that we employ more people with disabilities. It was one of the recommendations previously. But also I wondered whether we shouldn't also say that she should provide timeframes in terms of the filling of critical vacancies. Maybe a report on the timeframes for that. Maybe this will come into the report that we are asking from them, the action plan and the... But also, I wanted to say that on the issue of gender-based violence, it's something that I've often spoken to the department about, because they are the lead department in championing or fighting gender-based violence on behalf of government, but they're very silent on it. And I thought maybe also, I know that there are processes in place which the president is driving, and so, you know, it's a governmental process. But I think also we must ask the minister to commission a report on the state of services at Tutuzela care centres. Because often wherever you go on oversight, most Tutuzela care centres don't have counselling services. So maybe that is... I'm saying maybe we should also make a suggestion to say that we want the minister to commission a report or investigation into the state of services at the Tutuzela care centres. Because often it's not an isolated incident that you find that you get to a Tutuzela care centre and there's no counselling services. So at one point we must also address the shortage of services that these centres have. So I thought maybe there should be a specific point on the vacancies, on gender-based violence, on consequence managers. management for managers, the senior management, because they do say that we are holding to account those who are spending money fruitless, you know, wastefully or irregularly. But the point is, what are the consequences for them? They who ignore the AG's findings year after year. So I thought that point, and also the point of people with disabilities.
Our company young up there about 7 years. It came from the list long. Uksuka, we gender based violence. Ascending to my city, Kreba, Lessis Parliament City. Yes, about Sabafumana, but I am a pressure in Duba. Funeka gets a chili cool in the dog. Let report. But in the bar, I'm a special and a kangana in a kapasa kumune mbuzo umkul. Uba Aban Baserenza Denza is into their promise into Baserenza. But for the accountability, let's make a CN the China as a committee. As the end, bar, I'm a special to our kangana. Because Serenza Lulu are doing. Lord Leo in the Kapaz of Kuchi Committee, we took legacy and delay a good finder. The accountability put the no NDA, no gender based violence, the Bulela, the Sangapam.
Thank you, Chair. Mine is more a technical one on page 45, the second last point. Can we not say in the report that the Minister should also ensure that SASA, the Department and the NDA finalises the investigations? Because I wouldn't want the report to be handed over and then we haven't explicitly said the Department and the NDA to finalise the investigations on the regular expenditure, because we hand over the report and then only SASA comes back to us, but the department and the NDA doesn't come back to us.
Honourable Wayne, I'll use your hand.
Pardon?
I'll use your hand.
No, unless it's the chair wants
to
say
something. No, please, this is your hand. Honourable Wayne.
And goes to chair, yeah? It's very painful to be the last speaker, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you just say, I'm coming?
I hate saying that, you know, it's just not me. But, and I'd really like to say, firstly, the report is well captured. It covers everything we had dealt with and we had covered. So I really would like to commend that. It was very well captured. My only issue was the issue of consequence management, which Honourable Mufugeng has covered. Mutawung has covered. So, and my second issue as well is the issue of the acting of positions. Did someone speak about that?
Okay,
I rest my case.
Well, we assume that you read the report. So you apologize, Kim. You coming late, we assume you read the report. That's why you're reading. All right, Honourable
Secretary. Good morning, Chair, and the committee. I apologize. I don't want to comment. I know this committee, so I know that all of those stuff has been raised already. I just had a report that I received from South African Women Fight Back that re-emphasizes what my colleague has spoken about in terms of gender-based violence, that we need to take up with the Minister of Social Development, and that we need to stress. And there was apparently reports of women that had suffered violence and that has had no recourse again. And it was highlighted, and I think it's going to hit the media within the next 2 weeks or so. I was asked for comments, so I feel that we need to strengthen that very strongly in our recommendations, so that, you know, it is noted and that the minister attends to that issue from the social development side very, very urgently. The second thing is around the ACIDI program that I mentioned. The ACIDI program is the infrastructure. I was just asked by the researcher, so I'm going to say the Department of Education has a program through which they're building infrastructure for schools within the different provinces. There are two provinces, KZN and Eastern Cape, where that program has come to a standstill because the communities feel ACIDI is infrastructure built for schools, for the new schools that they're building throughout the country. It is, let me give it to you.
I think if I could
ACIDI, I'll give it to you now. ACIDI, yeah. They both in schools through it, the ACIDI program.
They are assisting the Department of Education in
their schools.
That's right.
I'll explain now, sir.
Okay, explain what
you're yeah. Yeah, Accelerated School Infrastructure Delivery Initiative.
How yeah. Coming?
I mentioned to the minister last week, we have problems on the NDA, where the NDA needs to, alleviate poverty through building capacity with community organizations. The ACIDI program in KZN and Eastern Cape is not delivering because those communities feel they don't own those projects. So the NDA and social development can work together on the ACIDI program where both objectives can be met. The community organization can assist the department and social development can facilitate the deadlock that they are currently having there. So that is my... I'm looking at your face and I'm getting worried. Shouldn't
I look at you?
Yeah. Okay. we talk about the interlinking of services.
No. The point, maybe, so let's put it this way.
Must I switch off?
Yeah. Let's put it this way. There's nothing wrong with the nature of the program. So don't even motivate why it is important.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
The question is, where do we come in?
As social development. Yeah. It's got to do with what the minister in the strategy that we developed or that we were part of, the strategy initiative. We talked about the integration of services. And this forms part of that. So you have an issue on one department that within another department you can interlink those services. It's the same with gender-based violence.
Let me put it this way.
Yes.
Why don't we ask another second? Because when we talk integration, it means there is a program, it could be in education, it could be in human settlement, where because of our mandate as a social development, we've got a role. Mm-hmm. You must explain our role in that program. Then you speak integration. Mm-hmm. But if Department of Education is accelerating school building. It's their job, their mandate. But unless you're saying, when they implement that, there are aspects of the social development which are not doing well because we are not... If you can explain it to that, then we are going to be together.
Yes. The problem that we're having with the NDA at the moment is that the NDA program, we're saying, that is the silver bullet to alleviating poverty, your words, sir. And so we're saying that the NDA can play a role by capacitating community organizations within those areas to form part of that project, which is money that goes into communities and stays within central in communities. Am I doing justice here?
I think I hear you.
Mm.
I think
we
I hear you. Now I think we have to interrogate. We're hearing. In other words, let's talk your mind. In other words, you're saying the accelerated school program is a program that is focusing on vulnerable communities.
Exactly.
It is a program of vulnerable communities. Because that is our area and strength.
Mm-hmm.
What is our role
yeah.
as social?
You guys can apply your mind and assist on that. Maybe ask the department to talk about it.
I've already spoken to social, to basic education.
Are you able to write this thing down?
No.
Just put it down.
Mm.
So that we must know what that it is.
Yes.
Because then you will say, what do you want in my school?
No. They actually excited. The DG said that he is sitting, he is the chair. And he thinks that it is a very good idea.
As long as it can demonstrate how are we taking forward the objectives of this department.
We take it further by the fact that we use the NDA currently. We can use social development as the expertise, sir. There is a conflict in those areas. The schools are not being built. So it affects the social development. Our children that are currently receiving grants in those schools are sitting in full schools. And they are not being catered for because of the fact that those projects are coming to a halt. So the social development has the capacity to get involved from a soft skills perspective as well as the NDA from a hard core project
but
perspective.
I hear you, but let's not take a decision on it now. Let's raise it an important issue. So that when we intervene, we are clear, because I hear some of the things that are coming from you like that. You are saying there are vulnerable people in those areas where those schools are being built.
Mm-hmm.
Those people, to lift them from that vulnerability, this acceleration program could be an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Is NDA having a role there?
Mm-hmm.
But let's not claim to be having an answer. Can we work on it?
Okay.
Let's leave it for now.
Yes.
But I think it's a point that must be noted because I think it's, let's put it this way. When we talk vulnerable community, which is responsible for this development, vulnerable community, those communities that are out, that are isolated, out of the system, and so on. NDA being a developmental, what you call aspect of the social development, has got a lot of areas where it can play a role in various departments.
Yes.
In dealing, in improving the plight of the vulnerable community.
Mm.
If we can look at it only in that fashion, but I don't think we should talk about it now.
Because I still have my...
Have coffee.
Okay.
As a quality advisor,
yeah, with
have coffee with Sergey, and you come back, both
okay.
of you, to actually clear us more.
Okay.
I don't want us to... But to me, what is clear is that NDA has got comprehensive ways in which it can integrate in vulnerable communities.
Yes.
Yes.
And that finds relationships sometimes in different departments, in different departments.
Yes.
But this specific issue must be better explained so that we understand where we come.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Our entry point as the portfolio committee is the NPA, which is our entity.
Mm-hmm.
We bundled it at this thing. And I think because, now she put it in a way that a very, very complicated, but the meaning of it, let's just hang on, by craft and come back with it. Otherwise, your turn.
Okay.
Bring it back here. Pay it back.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair, what Honourable Fettel came up with reminds me of, remember of the strategic workshop that we had with the department. We have tasked the NDA to do a case study for us, to identify four or five provinces, and we still have not gotten any of that. So what she says now reminded me of that. Can you please go back to them? And find out, because initially we had offered that we are willing to help in identifying the provinces because we know we can help them. Please find out where they are and if we can offer any assistance on that. Thank you, Chair.
I think you guys are putting us on the spot because even the president's approach now, this district-based approach is about integrated delivery.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now you are challenging us to make account of ourselves in that area.
Yes.
So we are given the task there.
You're part of it now.
Honorable is something very important. Remember we said, in the results-based management, the next financial year, that is next year, That is where we want the full implementation of the result-based management.
Mm.
But we said currently we can do case study of implementing the result-based management.
Mm.
And they have not come back to us.
Mm.
So you guys must follow that.
Mm.
So there are questions now.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're in it.
Okay. Well, I'm tabling the report for your adoption.
Yes,
yes. Oh, you want? Oh, no, no, before.
Yes, yes. Thanks, sir.
Before tabling it.
Yes, there were some...
Switch yourself off.
Okay. Before I do that... Oh, okay.
Before you come in, all of us must have spoken.
Yes, sir.
We're talking to your report.
Yes.
I just wanted to say what the contact fellow advised more. My understanding, one of the members, is that when we say on the deficiency articulated in the AG's report, NBA, FASA, department, give us an action plan, naturally, they must go to that 2 billion. In the next meeting, they must tell us what is their plan to deal with that. Whether there would be consequences or not, it is the outcome of their findings. As they intervene. First, you must investigate, right? Remember, in that 2 billion, when you deal with irregular expenditure, the process which this department has not been following, a number of departments, by the way, I can tell you, is that when an agency says this is an irregular expenditure, it's 100 rand. There are always two possibilities. It's either it's irregular because of corruption. If either is irregular, it's purely because you didn't follow. But if irregular, it's because you did not follow supply chain. Either way. But there are two irregular. But the sources that you have not followed supply chain. But the other one can demonstrate that you were buying a chair, and the chair can be located, it's known, it exists. The only thing you didn't do, you didn't follow the laws. We say there, apply for condemnation. It's done, it's closed. But the other one, you say you bought a chair, but you can't find the chair. Or you said to us, you bought a Mercedes, we find a 1.3 Toyota. Then there's something wrong there. Both of them, you have not followed supply chain. But when you try to track where the money is, there are two answers. It's either there's corruption, possible corruption, or the item is there. This department does not conduct that process. That's why we're in this situation. Now we want this department next month to table an action plan so that when we close this year, all these things are over and done. But now you will only deal on a government level with consequences when the result of that come up, right? But if there are already results which they have not dealt with, then your point that, so for instance, if we deal with honorable government, that if there are already, like honorable government and honorable down, if, for instance, in their investigation, there were findings that point to certain people, we must be given a report on what is being done about that. But the 2 billion is what they must give us a report after investigation. What is the action plan? It means next month when we meet, the first time frame is next month is the next meeting. Present the action plan. The action plan will say to us, what is your plan to deal with 2 billion? There's a series of other recommendations here other than the 2 billion. All those recommendations are coming from the committee. The committee is saying, we have made recommendations on a number of them. Your action plan must speak to each recommendation. But what is your plan to actually deal with that recommendation? What is your plan so that every time we meet after 3 months, give us a progress protocol report with that project. Now, consequences that come out of the implementation of this. Now, the other issue is even the finalization of investigation. Remember, what do we say? Give the action plan on AG's report. We want them to finalize it, what we call the investigation, which they have not. And there's no one who made them to account for it. Senior management assurance, for instance, let's put this one. There's a recommendation that they should give with that. Remember they say the senior managers lack assurance provisions. It has been explained in the report. by the continent when that. What does that mean? It finds expression in the absence of key controls. Mm-hmm. It finds expression in the absence of leadership, mm-hmm. and so on.
Mm-hmm.
There is no demonstration that when internal audit put together the risks existing, there is mm-hmm. not, they are not developed intervention and doing something about that.
Mm-hmm.
We want the plan, how are they going to
yeah.
Can go on and on. But we don't want to go, the recommendations, they are specific, many recommendations in the report. But all of us say, give us an action plan on how we are going to deal with all of them. So some of these things that were raised are taken care of. All what I'm asking the members to do, let's go to the action plan in the next meeting and see these deficiencies. We're going to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would request that let's not judge them before they put the action plan before. Once they put the action plan, which is say they must present before the meeting, it means a week before or some day, we look at it and we critique it. No, you can't. So issues of time frame, there's no action plan without time frame. Once an action plan,
yes.
It must have smart principle. Mm-hmm. If it has got smart principle, we don't want it. That's as far as I'm concerned. For instance, the other issue really that is being raised very strongly, the department must present to us, in a nutshell, what are they doing on GBV?
Yeah.
What leadership is the department mm-hmm. providing
yeah.
on the GBV?
Mm-hmm.
It must be a specific inclusion. I think that's what the members are saying.
Yeah.
And report on the state of the services at 2000, there's also that part.
Yeah.
Report on the state of all to the Tukwa standard. That's a specific inclusion. It's a new inclusion. But generally, all the government action plan is taking care of everything. But they dare fail, our eyes will be there. We'll show them that.
Yeah.
They are playing with us.
Yeah.
I saw your hand. On.
You've clarified my comment. So that's what I was asking in the beginning. You are saying that all of the issues that you are flagging in the report are basically our recommendations which they must address
mm-hmm.
in this action plan.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so basically they need to take every single
yeah.
issue that has been flagged and
yeah.
come up with an action plan. So whether it's GBV, whether it's vacancies, whether it's people with disabilities, all of those issues. But then I'm concerned because that is our so I'm just asking a question because in that paragraph we're saying they should develop an action plan for the implementation or implementing the recommendations of the committee. The action plan should be presented to the committee in the next meeting. The implementation of the action plan should form part of the quarterly report. But should we not then also make clear that they should have, because that deals with all issues, but should we not also have a standalone item that says the department must submit quarterly action plans to address the AG's findings? Or will that also be in there?
Taken care of.
Okay.
Both was they say they said all recommendations part of the quarterly report and they come down and say department, SASA, MGA on the deficiencies acknowledged by AG, action plan which must also be part of the quarterly what to call of the quarterly report. In other words, we're not going to compromise on these issues. So all of us let's give them a chance to present that and see how it looks like. Honorable Marshall?
I would like the content advisor or even the secretary to explain, maybe clarify, because on the issue of recommendations being sort of a basis of our work going forward, I heard it, something that said that this thing gets tabled to the speaker and there's someone in the speaker's office that must do this and do that, and I never saw that happen. So I'm excited, but I'm not excited.
No. Let's clarify this issue of speaker. Let's clarify this issue of speaker.
Yeah.
This portfolio committee has got a direct relationship
mm-hmm.
with the department.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
We are saying to the department, it doesn't depend on what the speaker is
mm.
going to say.
Mm.
They came to present, not to the speaker,
mm.
to the department,
mm.
to the committee.
Mm.
And the committee says, we have analyzed your report. We have got recommendations.
Mm.
And there's no other committee going to make them do that over Saturday than this committee. So a speaker can do her things, whatever. Let the department say, well, it's not going to do this thing. And then we can take it from there. Something tells me that they will do it because they have demonstrated their willingness. We must assume our power as a committee. We don't do whatever. Are we okay? That's it. Then your overall response, then?
Yes, sir.
A lot of issues have been raised.
Yes, Chairperson. On the issue of the gender-based violence, Honorable Fana Merza, next week the department is coming to brief us on its mandate when it comes to the gender-based violence. So I'm raising that because Chairperson says it must be included here. I just want to advise, should I still go ahead and include it here, or we take it that they're coming next week to give that clarity and the programs and everything?
No, if they're going to the next week, let's leave it like that. Is that okay?
Because they are coming to advise, but if we're talking in the real time of the issues that was put before the committee. So it is where we are now. We can say that yes, we know the department is coming, but in the real time we need to acknowledge that that was flagged by the committee.
Which one?
Yes.
There's no conflict between us flagging it and them.
Yeah.
She says the fact that they are presenting next week.
I
said it's long for. No. Speak first, huh? They want to hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, me.
My voice is very hoarse. My voice is very hoarse. They want to hear.
I'm saying the department is coming next week, but where we, in a real time now, there is the issue of GBV that was raised in the meeting with the department, and that we currently know that there is an address that needs to be made. So in real time, we're flagging that yes, there is the department is coming back to us, but where we are as the committee now, we need to raise the issue, not raise the issue, but state the issue that was brought to the department and again restate it because of where we are. They're still coming to present.
My understanding is that we are flagging it, whether they are coming next week or not. When they come, when we flag it, they will know now we're even more serious than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe honorable members, so that honorable members, I must not claim to mention no, or must be very careful. Maybe the procedure, Secretary, this is an authority on procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have done a public report, officially it goes to Parliament, right? Before it goes to the department.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain at what point that it goes to the department? I must be very careful to claim that I know it all.
Can
you explain that?
Thank you very much. The process going forward, the committee meets and draft and adopt a committee report with recommendations. That report will go to the House for a debate. So different parties will have a discussion around it when it comes. And then the recommendations of the committee become the resolution of the House. And then the Speaker of the National Assembly will communicate the resolution to various ministers, whereby they are required to respond in terms of how are they intend to implement such a resolution. That doesn't stop the committee to exercise its oversight function if they want the action plan to agree and have their own measure to exercise oversight. That's how the process is held.
So in other words, there's no conflict between the two. There's nothing wrong. We're a college advisor following the normal process, but also sending a copy of this appropriate report to the department. Once it's adopted in Parliament, it's even confirmed, it strengthens our case. Because remember, when the Parliament adopts, it is various committees that must push forward the implementation of the resolution of the Parliament. So I think there's no conflict. Okay. Clarify issues, ma'am?
The next one, Chairperson, is on the breakdown on the irregular expenditure that was raised by Mama Manganya. And that one, Mama Manganya, is on page, the bulk, in terms of CIFA, it's in the report on page 12. They've given a nice breakdown and where, what the issues were, what led to the irregular expenditure. But I think the main issue that, ma'am? Oh, page 12 and 13 of SASA report, as far as SASA is concerned.
From the main annual report.
From the main annual report, 12 and 13. But maybe just to say that the issue that now the committee is making emphasis on is the investigation. The majority of the investigations here, the process it says either with the labor, labor relations, yeah, process. So that's why the committee now in the recommendation says now we want the outcome. Because many of these cases, it says they're investigated and the issue now is with the labor relations. And we take it that it was during the reporting period. So from that period to now, what is the status of that, which is not what is the committee's outcome. I thought I should maybe make the
point. Maybe that's a very important point that the colleague has made. When you say AG's report, action plan, there's also a progress report. It will contain how much work has been done thus far, how much work is going to be done going forward. So take care of that. Yes, Mama.
Yes.
Undiveka
kuhle kanti umishise ipoint yami ethi siyayazi ngesasa ina 1.7 billion. What about entities? Uyazi ukuthi zishersa kanjani remaining sikwazi
ukuthi
just looking here.
It was in the report.
Yes. It's there in that page which you quoted.
Yes. Even with the
again NGO. when they report to us, when they say action plan, they will say this is what we're doing on CASA, this is what we're doing on NDA, this is what we're doing on the department, and then everything will be broken down, and action plan that doesn't break those things down still doesn't serve for them. Okay?
Yeah, Chairperson, thank you about that. I was just going through the report to see, but I know because I did the SASA annual analysis. For 2018-19, I think they incurred 67 million. Now, this is over and above these ones that are tracing back to 2006. Oh, included, okay, I stand to be corrected, yes. These ones that are reported here are the historical regular expenditure that date back to 2005 and 2006. Yes, accumulated. But for the year that we're looking at now, I can say with SASA, it's 67 million. I was just going through the report to see the data, because we're working with the researcher. So she did analysis for the department and the NGA.
You know, that's a very important point, because that 2 billion is a cumulative irregular expenditure over a series of years, not just 1 year.
Mm.
Yeah. But the AG's concern is that how can for such a long time no outcome? In other words, when they come to give us a report, they must say, 2005, what happened? 2007, whatever, yeah, what happened? So that they give us a detailed broken down action plan. Right? Because even with a big figure, but they must break it down year by year and tell us what happened in each year and what's going to happen about each year's unanswered question.
Mm.
Are we together?
Yes.
Yeah. Proceed, sister.
Okay. I think the last one, Chairperson, I'm taking from you how you explained it. I'd already captured the one on consequence management.
Yes,
I'm looking here. I'd already drafted something on consequence management, but in my mind I was thinking that that is covered in the action plan, so I'm going to remove that one. Yeah. Then the other ones that I just did a draft is about the GPV, or one that the committee, the department must come and report Advisory Committee on its mandate and role in the fight against gender-based violence, and that the department commissions an investigation into the state of psychosocial services at Tutuzela Care Center, that the department employs people with disabilities to meet the government's goal of employing 2% members, okay, 2% of people with the minimum. What is the actual, sorry, I'm
the point there was, this department is in charge of the rights of people with disabilities. Yeah, but they're not even meeting the target. So actually, I would want them to employ, like you said, Chairperson, 20%. But
okay.
But they must at least exceed the target and not just
at least exceed the target.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are added. That's an added information.
Yes, sir.
Altogether. Are you done?
Yes, yes, sir.
Now, as amended, I tabled the report for adoption of the motion. Any mover, any second? Honorable Van?
I move for the adoption of
amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable Van?
I second
the motion to adopt the report with the amendment.
There have been no counter. So what is that? Thank you very much. You know, when we land in London, many years, the first time we flew out of the country, everyone clapped hands and replied to them.
Mm-hmm.
But no one, I think it was the Abbasa, the Lama flight, and the other clapped hands.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the next item. The next item, one of the members is... No, man, let's turn it down. Let's take the progress report first before the adoption of women. Can we shift that? Yeah, because adoption of women, yes. The reason honorable members have put that item there, are we together? We assume that honorable members read the progress report. They want to arm us with whatever comments they have. Because it means now, if you comment on this report, you are exercising your oversight responsibility, which must be taken to the department. We receive your written progress report. These are the views of the committee. Can we comment now? We assume you read the
report.
Which report, sir? Progress report on Hotel Camp. Yes, Honorable Fundament, Honorable Masango, Honorable Abraham. For now, yes. Foster care progress report. Oh, you are. Let me see the hands again. One of the numbers. This report has been sent to you. Am I correct?
Yes.
It's a tool for oversighting the progress on foster care issues. So, it has been sent to you guys. Those who don't have, but members do have it, except one or two. So all, now we'll take the report as read, and we're asking members to make comments. I saw a hand there. Honorable Manganye, Honorable Fandameve, Honorable Masango, Honorable Abraham, Honorable Stock, Honorable Ngwenya. Aye.
You are apologizing today. The chair is allowed.
Thank you, Chair. I think the way I have read through the report, stated the steps that they have already taken, especially for the foster care, when it didn't see the sun inside the parliament. Now, because the court is November, maybe they won't reach that date of November. They have now, they have taken the steps to write to the speaker. I said it will be good if it can go sooner, but it's not going to speed up the way they wanted to. They still going to miss the date of the court. It's much better for them to prepare before, so that all this certification of what from the legal person should be fast track, so that they should go and say, "We are here. We are as the department." But for now, I don't think wanna make it if they can fast track what they said they will fast track, because even this deal is not going to go one day in and one day out. It's going to take more than what we have expected to do. I think it's what I have read through when they. Thank you.
No, Chairperson, I think also I'm not sure it's clear that they're not going to meet the deadline, and it's sad because it wasn't that they were told yesterday. But be that as it may, I was looking at this one comment about the meeting that was held with the Department of Home Affairs and a project plan that has been developed to address the issuing of a breach of certificates and the fee waiver. Now, for me as well, you know, it's a case of by now, surely there should have been some progress report to say we met and the fees are being waived. You know, it's like even the progress in some instances are slow. I was also concerned, we know that there's a shortage of social workers across the board, and then the comment where it says that on the Eastern Cape slide, no additional human resources allocated to the province. However, they're utilising other social workers from other units, which in my mind is worrying because it means that, for example, child protection services are suffering because we are now in a crisis mode. We are directing all social workers to focus on one issue, which means other issues are falling by the way, so children who are being abused, children who are neglected, children are not going to school, and I just thought for me that is really worrying that we are now having to pull all our resources into this one issue. And it also led me just to remember that we've been talking to the Department of Social Development over a long time about the issue of ring fencing budgets for social workers. And they also had negotiations with Treasury before about being able to get more money to employ social workers. And it's also something, I know we spoke about the action plan, but it is something we mustn't forget about. It's you know, the department is severely hampered in terms of service delivery because they do not have the requisite number of social workers. And you, Chairperson, will remember it was ANC policy before. One social worker per ward. We still need that one social worker per ward. So I'm not going to make you forget about that. Where's that one social worker per ward?
It's a good idea, though.
Yeah, I'm also not going to repeat what the colleagues have said, but I just have at a report level have a concern that the report that you sent is a PowerPoint presentation. There's a person who speaks to it because they are bullet there. And I would have expected a report, a narrative report, that where this came out of, so that we are able, because there's nobody, we are reading the report on our own. So when I want to raise an issue about one bullet that someone would have spoken to in a reporting environment, your eyes are not helping me.
Forget my eyes.
but I'm
listening to you. I'm listening to you. Because you are critiquing the nature of the report.
Yeah, because I'm addressing the chair now. The chair, his eyes are like...
My apology.
Yeah, they are saying...
You must understand. As you speak, I'm looking for the report as you are critiquing, so that I can check the things you are...
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. So that hampered my, because I took
you must ignore my eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my face.
I'm not a good looking chair.
Because I took the covering letter to say the chair wants us to read this report very seriously, given the deadlines that we are facing. So that for me was the first barrier, that I was reading a PowerPoint presentation. And if one takes a look
at the progress so far, and one appreciates that this report was written, I believe, on the 8th, so it was early for October for any major progress to have been made at the time of the of writing this report. But if one uses the October, I mean the September trend, if you like,
mm-hmm.
one can see that we are not going, as the colleagues have said, we are not going to meet the deadline. And even where some work has been done, and then there's like zero on the 8th of October,
mm-hmm.
you are saying then that's the whole week done in October. So this report, as it stands, without anyone speaking to the figures that we got, is not inspiring any confidence that we are going to be. We are going to be meeting the deadline. But Chair, also, I mean, if the committee would allow me, I think it was the Honourable Dlangulu who said, we hear the reports, we like them, but on the ground, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
I was at Makapanistan this last weekend at a DSD service point, as it's called. It is in the old training college, education training college, whatever. The situation there is so dire. I took an initiative to ask the guys that were telling me that they have three cars to service 72 villages, 12 wards and 72 villages. This thing that we are seeing here in this report, if one can extrapolate it to what is actually happening on the ground, we have an even bigger challenge to meet this deadline than this report is telling us. Because, again, we don't have any, we are the ones that said we need a report like this. So, Chair, I sound like I've been just making things not good here this morning. But it's not because I want to...
Go for them. If you don't like them, go for them.
But it's because I find so many barriers to actually getting what we believe we need to get. As far as the timelines are concerned, when you read a report that say something is en route, like where about en route is it?
Yeah.
Like there is no specific like concrete thing to say. A letter was written on the 7th of October to the speaker to say the letter is en route. So it will depend on the state law advisor if they're okay, we will. Like there's nothing that says by this time, on this time the letter was written, the speaker was sensitized of it, and so that one can make up their mind whether that process with those timelines is going to produce what it is that we expect. This report for me was appreciated, but it was a bit discouraging, as it were. But it is the first report, so maybe with the inputs that we are going to that we are giving, we will get another report. The only stumbling block that I'm struggling with is the fact that we are in October now, and next year, I mean next month is November.
Yeah.
But thank you, Chair, for the
Chair, I'm basically covered by all the other members. I would just appreciate maybe in the next presentation, or maybe the presentation that's coming in November, when we don't make this deadline, I would like to be educated as to what of the steps thereafter. And if a province or two, if they make the deadline, or do they not fall within legal action, will they be excluded, or is it the department on the whole? Just maybe a slide when we don't make the deadline, what is the process thereafter?
I will stop.
No, well, thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. I think I also want to echo some of the sentiment expressed by the Honourable members, other colleagues that have spoken before me, that by the look of things, it is certain that we are not going to be able to meet the deadline of November. But now the problem is in the presentation here, Chair. It is indicated that there is a process from the department to the speaker's office and all of that in the presentation. And my only worry, you know, what brings a lot of some sense of discomfort in my own mind is that even in the previous meetings where this presentation provinces came, I remember in that meeting, we sounded like broken records in the meeting, if I have to put it like that, you know? I mean, if I can recall, almost each and every member that spoke that day was very clear as to say, we are not going to be able to meet the target.
Mm.
But the department in return kept on saying to us, and then they even gave us motivation and counter motivation as to why they are convincing us that we are going to meet the target. But be that as it may, we are now sitting with a challenge, and now we can project as a portfolio committee that we are not going to be able to meet the deadline. But I want us to be practical, and I'm going to propose to the portfolio committee that today is the 16th, we only left out 2 weeks before November.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be practical and say we allow ourselves our own time frame. The letter has been sent, the state law advisor must issue it, the speaker's office, that process, whatever, before the bill comes to us. But when it comes, we're only not endorsing it and releasing it. We must also have our own time as a portfolio committee.
Mm.
So at least, more or less, we must have at least a month, according to my own analysis, if I look at it. Now, Chair, if we are going to, I mean, these 2 weeks that were left was in November, I mean, in October.
Mm.
If we are not going to be able to get that go-ahead from the speaker's office, then we might as well plan for the damage control that we're going to do, and then the repercussions as to what is going to be the process from a legal point of view from the department. So I was going to suggest that at least by this week, let's give ourselves some time. By Monday, if we are not getting any response from the speaker's office, based on the interventions from the department, from the chair of the portfolio committee, and from the minister, if we are not getting any feedback, by Monday, let's be practical about it. By Monday, if we are not getting any feedback, there's nothing that is forthcoming, then let's plan already to manage the damage that is going to come. Because I'm raising that issue because when it comes at that time, it's going to look as if we did not raise this thing in the portfolio committee as a portfolio committee with the department. It will be as if, no, the department was on the right side. The portfolio committee, we were sleeping on duty when it comes out at that. So I'm looking at that possibility. That instead of it coming back to us, because we are not responsible for this, we raise it on record and then on a number of meetings, even when provinces were here. So we need to plan now. By Monday, if the letter is not forthcoming, from the chairperson side, through the office of the minister, I am suggesting very strongly that we must take that process. If it means the chair must go and knock at the office of the speaker or the chief state law advisor and look for that certificate. Because by the look of things, it looks like if we're going to wait for the letter, that certificate, it will come with its own time.
Mm.
And then the time would have run out on our side. So I'm making that submission, Chair, that maybe out of this meeting, let's try to short-circuit some processes, but through the right channels, through the right ways. That's my submission. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Much has been said, but you know that the main thing that raised the flag for me is when I read the report per province, I sense that there is no sense of urgency in other most provinces. I mean, if you give us a report and say to us that you are awaiting stock pen to capture, that says to me there's no sense of urgency, there is no accountability, there is no proper management, because SOCPEN is a system within the department. They can do whatever it takes for them to quickly capture this information, but they are very relaxed. So I think we are the only ones who are having sleepless nights about these kids and the future of these children in foster care. And that bothers me. I remember 2-3 weeks ago in the meeting, I was the one who was saying, let's give everyone the benefit of the doubt and see what's going to happen. And I am beginning to worry. I am beginning to sense that we are taken for a ride. We are not taken seriously. And I do not want us to to where our caps of taking authority and taking people to task. But I think that's where we are right now. And what also bothers me is the fact that I don't know if there's anything we can do as the portfolio committee, because Limpopo then goes and says in Mankweng and Malamulele, the magistrates are on leave. You know, to me, I don't understand. Maybe Sisilungu and Mazu leave Bau Kazutini, and how could all magistrates be on leave, and why is the department not doing anything about it? Because I would knock at the doors of the Minister of Justice or whatever to make sure that this is done. So if we're given a reason for deviation that magistrates are on leave, then this says to me, as Honorable Masang was saying, I really wish someone was sitting in front of us now accounting for this report, because this has gone too far, and I think it's mutlalanga atingoku. And the issue of saying in Eastern Cape that some social workers are taken from another unit to help them. Now we are busy tipping the scale now. The next thing will be having problems in another unit of the entire department. So I think we have a serious problem, Chairperson. I believe we have a very, very serious problem. We have a minister who has all good intentions, but I think we have officials and staff in the DSD who aren't used to consequences. So it will be very tough for them to realize that things have to be done unless we as the portfolio committee take them to task. And go to Chairperson.
I'm just looking at, and the rest of the committee can help me. They were, when we did this with the department, there were comments made in terms of gaps, and I think the reason why they put this, the resources and systems here, was because of the gaps that the committee noted in the meeting, that we said that because of these gaps, we do not foresee how you are going to make it. And one of the gaps that Honorable Bridget brought out was the costing, how much is it going to cost? And so it seems to me there's a disconnect between the leadership or senior management. The reason they're doing this, I see, and this is my interpretation of it. The reason they're doing this, check, is because they're doing a checklist of all the things. What did the committee ask? Okay, we're going to do this. But what they failed to do was to put strategically apply their mind to what was actually said, that you have a costing problem. And we can see it from here because they are doing laptops and cars and I don't know what. But the whole thing is that they didn't look at it strategically so that they can say that we actually need this kind of resources and then be able to do it. This is what's lacking from my overview of it. But the committee can help me with that. I don't know. But Bridget, I remember you saying that the costing was not done and that they need to ring fence and that they need to go to Treasury and they need to ask for additional funds even. So that was not done, because that was the most important for in order for them to get this right.
If my kinder is not solo, Chair, I'm happy my colleagues have already alluded to it, because we were saying to the provinces, I want to emphasize the issue of provinces. They are the ones who have misled us, because we caution them, you won't meet
you
the
won't
target.
Meet the
they say, yes, we will. So because of this slow responding or telephonic report, they have misled the department. Because Tina, we said up front to say, no, you won't make it. So when they come, they should account even them, because it's them who gave us the authority that they will.
They need money.
I was just raising this issue. Thank you.
Okay. Chairperson, I would really like to ask whether at one point we can engage Treasury on an urgent basis about the issue of social workers. Because you see, we've got a crisis of gender-based violence in our country, and the President has said Treasury must make available more money to fight gender-based violence. But now the issue of social workers, social development,
something
I have appealed to Treasury before. Now, the issue is they have engaged with Treasury before, and Treasury didn't take them seriously, but my concern is...
We are not sure.
Okay, but that's what they told us.
No,
they said they engaged
Treasury.
Now, Chairperson, my concern here is, once you start... The Department of Social Development's got a constitutional mandate to protect vulnerable children, which means children who are being abused, children who are family-headed or heading for households. So now, as soon as you start taking social workers away from that project, from executing your constitutional mandate, and you start letting them all focus on the issue of foster care, they are actually in breach of their constitutional mandate. So my worry is that we can't just, you know, gloss over it and say, okay, well, we're still consolidating funds to hire cars, and we're still talking to the Department of Home Affairs. There's only a few weeks left. I think I counted, what, is it 6 or 8 weeks? We need to speak to Treasury to find out from them, have they engaged social development on the issue of ring-fencing budget for social workers and extra allocation of funds for social workers, because I think it's a crisis that is going to get even worse if we start putting social workers into all directions. So I think we need to also engage Treasury to find out what has been the negotiations or the talks or the... Because they've been telling us they've been talking to Treasury, but there's been no improvement or no outcome.
What I wanted to add was that the work that the department is doing, especially on the foster care and backlog funding, was at least we were informed that it was partly influenced or it was partly influenced, if you like, by the review, the 2014 review that was commissioned by the former minister. And in that review, it was very clearly stated, I have never seen the review myself, but the extract that was used by the department was that in that review, it was very clearly stated that for this to happen, for the work to happen, there was a need, I believe, of 16,000 social workers. When the department presented to us, and I believe I asked, so we need 16,000, we don't have it. How many do we have? How far are we from the 16,000? Yes. And that was going to form part of the report that the chairperson sent, or with obviously empowerment from us as members, that chairperson sent the department back to say, go away, go and draft a report for us or a plan with clearly articulated timelines and things and whatever, and bring that report to us. So when that report was done, it didn't do what the chairperson and the committee had said. The report, just as someone has just said, tick boxes to say you ask for this, this is it, you ask for this, this is it. And this cannot happen, chairperson, at a time when you said, when we said through you that we are going to be taking advantage of the minister that we have to actually do the work the way that is going to ensure that our oversight is done properly. Now, as we sit here, we don't know how many social workers we have to do this work. We know from what has been given here in the spreadsheets that have been sent to us. But we are not in a position to say we are not going to do this work because we are short of so many. Because people are being taken on Ilima and Lisima and all sorts of things to just do this work now as if after November, because the bill is not going to work now. It's fine
to meet the deadlines of the High Court. But it's not going to help the department now because it still has to be processed. So we don't know what is going to happen come 1st December 2019 going forward, or whether we are still going to be needing the Lizimas and the Limas and all those things, which I believe was very well articulated by the chair when we last met with the department. So, Chair, my sense is that, and it's just a mere emphasis of what the colleagues have said, that we are not, as the chair, as the portfolio committee, where we need to be, given this report, to actually be able to meet the deadline. And that makes our oversight very difficult. Thank you.
And go to the chair.
They have taken it all, Chair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, when are we meeting the department in regard to this?
September.
Mm-hmm. 30th of October. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it next week?
That other week. It's more than 2 weeks then, because we had agreed that we meet the second week they send the report.
Correct.
Yeah.
We are meeting them next week on the 23rd.
On the 23rd. For something else. I think we're going to have to... Okay, Chuck. You know, when the issue of veteran social workers was raised,
mm-hmm.
and remember I raised that with them, I even raised it also when we were questioning in Parliament, and we were told that they need people who have experience, who would supervise. And I was still left with a question mark. I was not answered in the sense that they said, for a person to supervise, you have to have experience of 10 years. And to me, it says, is there no one else within the system now who has an experience of 10 years that they have to go and fetch some pensioners out there to come and supervise this system? And now I'm coming back to it again. You know, this issue of social workers is taken very lightly. And it really bothers me that the department thinks that with the minimum number of social workers that they have, they'll be able to run this whole show. It really, really bothers me that after all the money that has been spent to take these young people through university to get degrees as social workers, and now they are left sitting at home, and they go and bring back the so-called veterans to come and work in this. It really bothers me, and I feel that as a portfolio committee, we should not let this slide. It's important that these veterans, the social workers that are fetched from home to come and supervise, should go back home, and we should hire real social workers, young, enthusiastic social workers who will come and help us here. They are not helping us at all. Chair, I am very concerned, especially with provinces like Mpumalanga and Free State. I think what they think they are on the correct path when they come here and boldly say to us, we do not have enough. Because I'm looking at the report, there was a report on human resources. It partly did not make sense to me, but anyway, it's there. And mostly in Mpumalanga, they just give us numbers of the social workers. When, remember the first report before this one, they gave us a ratio of saying we have this number of social workers that will deal with so many cases. When you compare these two reports, still we are still on the same level. Nothing has changed. They have not dealt with the number of cases they said they would. So can we move from the 30th and move it forward a bit, Chair? And have these people come back here and answer to all of this. Please, Chairperson, I am begging humbly that if my colleagues agree with me on that one. Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am.
The benefit of doubt will be given back.
Yeah,
no.
Very angry.
You know when somebody gives you when somebody gives you a very good of doubt, I'm not sure it's going to happen. But because I'm not sure, let me believe.
Yeah.
So you are enjoying the benefit of
misusing.
Now, let me put it this way, honorable members. What's clear, the deadline is not going to be met.
Mm-hmm.
The question now is, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the answer. And I guess I don't remember when I remember the saying, get closer to the 23rd, we will make you add this item.
Mm-hmm.
The portfolio committee is not
ready.
Let me put it this way. The portfolio committee is not ready with the progress report and presented. There's anxiety to know what's going on. I just wanted to say to members that I just want to read you this, which I tried to. On the 3rd of October, this is on record, the Department of Social Development submitted the Children's Amendment to, I'll tell you why I'm still submitted the Children's Amendment to the Speaker in terms of Rule 159.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this process is tabling off the bill for information purposes, and the committee can progress and process the bill except for reporting on the bill. But it can process the bill except, but it must verify. Even under 159, am I right? Yeah. But even under 159, he has not been referred. The Speaker must refer the bill to the Reverend Cook so that it can process for the legislative process. There is no referral yet from the Speaker. In other words, he has been referred to the Speaker in terms of Rule 159. I'll tell you why I'm speaking about the bill. Social Assistance Amendment Bill. The above mentioned legislation was referred to the committee in the last administration, but it left and required a relevant important to the committee. In other words, it was referred to mine, and then referred. Parliament must take it to revise the last bill in one of the House sitting. Way forward, the Speaker should refer the bill to the committee, and currently the Office of the Speaker has not yet referred. The National Assembly should revise the last bill in one of its sitting. Recommendation, the chairperson would make a follow-up with the Office of the Speaker to get progress on this. So the point I'm making is that what's clear, we'll have to go back to the court.
Yeah.
No matter how we look at this. Whatever the reason, we are, the 30th of November is ending on site. There's no way this wedding is going to be done by then. Remember, even if the bill was adopted on Friday, you take months to implement it.
Yeah.
You take months to implement it. It's worse if there's not even a process. Right? Now, I am making an undertaking. You must actually even write a letter to the Speaker, and I must follow it. Give the background of the concern of the Portfolio Committee regarding this matter. Both of these bills, the one which is due for revival and the one which is due for referral. Referral after revival, the one is already there in the Speaker for referral.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do, a letter must go today, not the other day, so that today is Wednesday, and I'm going to walk on my blessing to the Office of the Speaker and say, our letter must have reached you yesterday, you want a response.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why. You are not going to be getting referred by the court.
No.
If you go for an extension, when even the bill is not being processed.
Yeah.
When even the bill is, at least what we must fight for before the 30th of November.
The
is
that
at least the processing of the bill must be, because all these things will never happen unless this bill is sorted out.
Yeah.
At least if the department goes to court with the bill in process, they can say, well, we have not that, but this new committee with new energy is driving this thing now.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, here is the process plan for the bill and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in that context, maybe we can be taken a little bit more serious by the court. So, but again, that does not stop them to explain their misleading next week on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. They listen, man. you settle that day in the presence of Israel, that we are going to sort out this. You remember when you spoke on their behalf, I was also saying, as you said, when people make this undertaking, it's not up to us to say they cannot do it.
Yeah.
They say they will do it. They allow them to do it. Mm-hmm. They have not done it. So what I'm saying is that with these ideas in mind, let's meet them on the 23rd. So that out of that meeting, there's a clear, concrete protocol way forward. And I repeat, unless that bill is under process, no one is going to take it.
I just want clarity, because the gender-based violence issue is almost just as important as well. So we now decided that we're moving the GBV from the 23rd.
No. We will add.
Yeah. Are we adding it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
GBV cannot be taken back.
Okay.
No, not today. Not today. I must tell you, not today. Not today. It GBV must always be in front all the time. Not today. So we are going, if it means we'll meet until 10 p.m.,
yeah,
we will do.
Yeah.
You see, sometimes there are moments where you must work in line with the nature of the situation.
Yeah.
So we're at it. So in other words, those who don't have Baroka, buy Baroka, have energy, would be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
if the committee feels that all the agenda items which are taken, the action plan from AG, the gender-based violence, and the progress on foster care in one day,
mm-hmm,
what could happen if, for, because there's a sitting on that day,
mm-hmm,
that is,
oh, okay. So we can have 2 days.
These questions for oral supply, chapter 4, which is economic.
What
normally happens if the committee intends to meet for the entire day to make an application, requesting approval for the committee to be excluded from the system?
Okay. You know, I hope it's not very good. I think what I want to request, colleagues, is that the action plan should not be brought next week. It will be under the end of what is the end of? What is the next week? Let the action plan be presented of the report.
Okay.
At least we can't say to them, we are meeting you today, tomorrow give an action plan.
We have changed our
so we are removing that one.
Yeah.
But the GBV is there,
yeah,
and the foster care is there.
Yes.
Are we together?
Yeah.
Yes, we're able.
Then can I propose that we start in earlier?
On the
23rd. Yes, sir. I was just thinking, point that the Honourable Salameda made about inviting National Treasurer. If we deal with foster care next week and social workers and all that, should we invite the National Treasurer or we? That's what I'm trying to. The things that came up in the meeting, yeah.
Let's hear what the department is going to say. Because you don't want to meet when you don't have your points in order.
Okay.
Because you're going to settle down, they're very brutal, those people. When you don't know what you want to ask them.
You
must be very clear what you want to ask them. But I think the question, honorable members, yeah? Are we together?
Yes.
The question is, the department must honestly state the issue of capacity next.
Okay.
Honestly, concretely, and show us where the source of the problem is. So when we meet with President, I must tell you, the advantage I have, I worked in television, even if it's 5 months or something. There's a lot I learned. There's a lot I learned during that short period. And I've seen how department misrepresents. So that's why President must come. But you must have your facts clear. So let's interrogate the department next week. Let them certify. What is the challenge with the social workers? What members are saying today? It's a very fundamental issue.
Mm.
They say, if you take all the social workers from where they are working,
yeah,
in a department which is already under capacity,
okay,
what is the impact somewhere?
Mm.
So that, those are the issues. Are we done?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 This meeting was everywhere.